Good morning, America. You listen to the Barry from a Morning Show with Sharon Lizzie. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Barry.
How you do?
I'm doing great.
She is here. Good morning, D.
Good morning.
And Don the producer, you over there?
Yo, yo.
All right, guys, we got a great show for you here today. But before we get into that, Sharon, you know what to do. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at SharonLizzie1 on Twitter and Instagram and SharonLizzie on Facebook.
All right, she.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram at @IM_DMarie and the number 2.
The producer.
DGrew_forreal on the gram.
Yes. All right. And if you're looking for me, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @IAmBarryFarmer. If you need an extra dose.
And extra dose.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yes.
You can always visit BarryFarmer.com. All right, guys, we got a great show for you here today. We'll be right back right after this. All right, we're back on the Barry Farmer Morning Show with Sharon Liz. We in here.
Hey.
We're cracking up. Jamaica Live, your brother's friend.
Yeah.
Then got caught stealing oxtails out there in Texas.
In Texas.
Yes. So apparently, him and someone else was arrested in Texas for stealing oxtail. The Harris County precinct, they shared photos that revealed packages of shrimp, steak.
Oh, man.
They had shrimp and steak in the vehicle during a traffic stop near Hempstead Road on Highway 290.
Okay. Mm.
Deputies reported that the stolen meat originated from various local stores.
Oh,
what?
And the two men are facing charges that are undisclosed at this time, but a lot of people in the comments are already saying free them.
Yeah, right. That's what we're saying.
Free linen.
Free linen, no.
I'm going to read one of these comments. It says, Caribbean community, we must unite and free these men from shackles of wanting cheap odd scales. We understand because it's expensive out here.
Let me tell you something. The pictures of them odd scales,
they real healthy.
They real healthy.
And you know what? The community came through. They said, I approve this with Jamaican flags. In other words, that Bell's Bond needed ASAP.
Right.
Someone put the Trump hat, make oxtail cheap again.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Lenny, we're going to try to do something for you, bro.
Yeah, we got free Lenny.
Let's get them t-shirts.
Damn it. I'm going to tell you right now, them damn oxtail looking good back
they
in the
day. They look
real
and
good.
And they look cut in a nice size.
They are.
Yes.
They are. I didn't know they come that big.
Mm-mm.
Shut.
Golly.
Damn, they got Lenny.
The one time I ain't in Texas.
I would have been at the back of that truck. Well, how much is this worth him? I wonder. Can we zoom in and see how the prices was on the original?
Yeah, we can. Hold
can
on.
Can we see what the original prices was? Because I wonder how much he was letting them go for.
All right, they got one here. This joint says $22.
How many in there?
I mean, it's about one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Dang it, for $20-something. Mm. The Walmart don't even get you that.
Mm.
This was at Food Town.
Food? Oh, yeah.
We ain't got one of them.
But they got that joint out on the hood of the car.
I know, they wasting it.
Kind of cook it.
Get the gravy. Yeah,
you get the gravy, I get the rice.
Right.
Lucky I ain't now. That'll walk to be like, officer, what y'all doing with this?
They're about to have a badass barbecue at the precinct.
They sure are.
Damn, we
gonna drive by the precinct like, y'all smell that?
Uh-huh.
Lenny gonna be locked up talking about word. Just damn, gonna cook my
just
stuff.
Gonna cook my stuff up and out here. So he had oxtail, shrimp, steak.
Oxtail, shrimps, and steaks.
Oh, he was hitting all the good stuff out there. Mm-hmm. He ain't pick up no ground beef.
Dang. I don't know. I think he left that for the next go round.
Right.
But
dang, he
I don't
had
think he gonna get them, it.
Them I ain't
never seen
look
nothing
like
big
truth.
Like
man,
that.
Man, they do. They you cook them right, they fall right off the bone.
Put it online, then people can so they can see what we're talking about. Because
mm-hmm.
I free Lenny in there. What else the comments say?
Hold on, we got. So we got. This was equivalent to a down payment on a $400,000 house.
So no,
I get it.
Come on, so we got.
Then we got, most importantly, who snitched? I see two innocent men trying to make a living.
There you go.
How do you know? Like, what,
somebody snitched.
I'm about to say, yeah, because when you pull somebody over, you see them with a bunch of meat, like, oh, you must have stole it? No, that don't make sense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they got a bungee cord on the trunk.
Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Never in my life have I ever said free nobody, because whatever you did it.
Exactly.
But y'all need to let Lenny up out of there, because that was a Robin Hood moment.
Hey, look, you are not right. This one lady said, I'm not saying I approve, but I understand.
Yeah. That's why I'm at with it. That's why I'm at with it. Yeah.
She said, just one pack of oxtail is enough to post bail.
She asked the officer, Your Honor, can I use one of these to post my bill?
Right. We got to get these men out.
They don't need to be in no jail with no shrimp and no oxtail. No steak.
Half of the precinct probably be calling him.
They lit right now.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Did we talk about that before? Like, what do they do with the money? What do they do with the stuff that they find? Like, if you find
they put in drug dealers case.
with the money, like, where does that go?
I always wondered that.
Where do they go?
Because I don't believe it sits in a room forever.
Forever. It don't. It's in the pockets. And you know damn well right now, that damn oxtail is in the bottom of some, of Leroy Deep Freezer. He work at precinct number 9.
Some officers. Some of them officers taking a miscount. You say you retrieved 40 packs? No, sir, 25. Yeah, when you get to the station, you got the 25 packs? No, sir, 15.
What?
Now these charges getting lesser and lesser as we get to the precinct.
That is terrible.
He's gonna be free before his court date. No evidence.
Sir, you were charged.
There ain't gonna be no evidence.
Like, sir, you be charged with one bag of steak, one bag,
one bag. Dang, I mean a whole truck full. The bed of the truck full of meat.
The bed of the truck full of meat.
Dang, who snitched on Liddy? Bet you was that 6'9".
Sean Fields Professional Advising Services helps the community build or rebuild their credit future. We provide a host of credit education services to help you reach your financial goals. We also can help you obtain business credit and funding during your entrepreneurial journey. Give us a call today at 804-572-1861 or to book a consultation, visit our website at www.seanfields.com. That's Sean Fields Professional Advising Services, simplifying credit worthiness in America.
All right, we're back on the Bear from My Morning Show with Sharon Lizzie. Listen, guys, this guest that I have this morning, if you are familiar with me and you've been following me for a while, especially like through Instagram or Facebook or whatever, once upon a time, there was a podcast called The Barry Farmer Show. Not The Barry Farmer Morning Show, but The Barry Farmer Show with Nick Austin, okay? And that was my co-host. And now I was like, it would be a great idea to catch up with Miss Nick Austin and see what is going on with my girl in the world. I think it's been a while since we even chatted it. So I decided to invite her here this morning to catch up. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing, my friend?
Child, I am blessed in the presence of the Lord this morning. It is. Yeah.
Yes. Now, like I was saying, people, not a lot of people remember our podcast that we used to have, and we would talk about just about anything, and we would go on our little rants or whatever, and just like I do on air this every morning with Sharon and the rest of the crew, it was a little more less tamed, you know. What we do now is more tamed, you know, and time restricted. But when we were doing that podcast, we was on a roll, ranting and raving and getting our points across and everything.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I was like, somebody had brought up to me, like, what are you doing before radio? And that's how I did podcasting. And I had a co-host, and it was the Barry Farmer Show. And I was like, wait a minute. What is she doing? Let's go. I need to find her and talk to her and see what's going on, because I know she's just not doing nothing. She got to be doing something and everything and into anything and everything, making moves. So catch me up. Let everybody know who you are, and let's get familiar with my former co-host.
Okay, so again, good morning. My name is Nick Austin. I am the CEO of Cokies and Rometris, in parentheses, Coro LLC, where we believe in the power of self-care by inspiring self-love through fashion, beauty, and faith. And so after I was your co-host, I decided to do my own thing. My husband has his own business, and I decided to come from behind him and step out in the limelight. So on December the 5th, 2020, I came up with Coro LLC, and inside of Coro LLC, there are many divisions. The first thing that we do is we sell different products. I create handmade press-on nails. I also sell tumblers. I sell mugs. I also sell glass tumblers. We sell wall art. We do stationery. We sell apparel. We do a little bit of everything, but everything is dedicated to self-care because, like I tell my people all the time, in order for you to take care of others, you got to learn how to put yourself first and take care of you. And not only do I have that part, but I'm also a motivational speaker. So I do go out and speak all over the state of Virginia as well as in DC. And I'm also an author. I've wrote 2 books. The first book I wrote was called I Choose Me, 30 Days of Self-Love. And I just released my second book of August of this year. It is called Sis, Find Your Power. We also have a podcast. So I now have my own podcast called Crush. And what we do is we talk about fashion, beauty, and lifestyles. And it's basically my take on motivation through my podcast. So we are heard in over 15 different countries all across the world. And I'm super excited about that. But not only that, my last venture is that I have my own magazine called Coronista. And what we do is we talk about self-care and how the different things that go on during that month relates to self-care. Yes.
So what made you decide to, you know, step into your own light? What brought that about?
I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur since I was a little girl. And it actually started with me doing press-on nails. When my father was alive, I used to do his feet because he was a diabetic. And because of my father, I got into doing nails. But also because of my mother, she always tell me, she'd be like, see, don't ever look bad when you step outside your front door because you never know who's watching. And I grew up with that knowledge. And then my health took a turn for the worse. On December the 22nd, 2 days, about 2 weeks after I started my business, I had weight loss surgery. Then after that, I was in a car accident 2 weeks later. After that, 2 weeks later on my birthday, I caught food poisoning. So I was like 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot on earth. And I said, oh no, I got to take care of myself. The stress is going to take me out of here. Dealing with shenanigans is going to take me out of here. And I had to learn how to, you know, put myself first. So with me loving to motivate people, which I have always done, I decided to take everything that I knew and put it into this business called Coro. And now Coro is known all over the world because I teach people about, you know, self-care and just letting them know that there is nothing wrong with putting yourself first, even before your children. You got to learn how to take care of you to take care of other people.
Absolutely. Now, you really did follow mother's directions, because as long as I've known you now, we've been knowing each other about at least 10 years at this point. Now, I ain't never see you not laid, okay? So you definitely listen to mama on that one.
I've always done that, yeah.
Yes, hair laid, fit tight. No half stepping on none of that. It ain't happening if you see her out in public. You understand me? Now, me on the other hand, you'll catch this black shirt, blue jeans hat any day of the week.
I remember when you said who was going to do that too. That you came to me and you said, how does this sound? How do you think this sound if I wear a black t-shirt and jeans all the time? And what did I tell you, Mr. Farmer? If that's what you want to do, you do what you got to do. And I asked you why, and you said, to save money. And next thing I know, you really took this on a serious thing. I thought you was crazy. I didn't want to tell you to your face. So I was like, okay, that's what he wants to do. He wants to do, I'm gonna back him up.
Right. You know, I only had to come out of it twice since I've done it, and that was just for some national TV things, but I had to switch up the black for the TV purposes of national, whatever. Other than that, I've been going strong. It's been about 5-6 years now that I've been going strong with it. So yes, but yeah, I have never caught you slipping on it now. No, not never.
No,
so tell me about this magazine.
Okay, so Coronista started January of this year. It was something that I wanted to do for my birthday. Actually, I'm going to take it back. Let me take it back a step further than that. My mentor, she was the one that helped me start up Coro by telling me how to start a press-on-nail business. She started out with her magazine the same time I started my podcast. Okay. And so I told her, give me a year and I'm coming out with my magazine right behind you. And she said, if I was you, I would go ahead and do it now. But I understand your podcast right now, that's where your focus is. So the magazine came about simply because it was one day on Instagram where all of Instagram and Facebook went out. And so my mentor sent an email to all of us on her list saying how the email list is very important and that you should create your own platform. Mm-hmm. I already had my podcast, but to do the magazine was like a plus for me. And since I've done the magazine is doing very well. We have over 85 million viewers looking at this magazine every single month. And we are coming up on a year in January of this year. And it's just been amazing. It's been amazing. Mm-hmm. So thanks to my mentor telling us to start our own platforms, because you never know. With Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, we don't own those followers. But anybody that comes in, steps on those, that podcast of mine, my email list, that reads that magazine, those are the people that I can hold on to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, look, before we get out of here, and we know that it's a, it might be a mouthful, but before we get out of here, I just want to thank you all from all those years ago for putting up with me and coming along for the ride of the podcast and just participating and showing up for me when I was like, oh, I need somebody to talk to, because I was doing it by myself and I said, I hate this, just like I hated when I started radio and I was talking to myself. Then I had to go find another co-host and I found Sharon in the crowd. She was someone else I knew from long ago. And I was like, you know, people really do stick with you when you have a dream and they believe in you and they believe in what you do and how you do it. And I was like, you know, you were one of those people for me that, you know, I said, hey, I'm looking for a co-host. What do you think about talking to me about certain subjects? Oh, yeah, man, I'm down. And we did that. So I appreciate you for considering that. Also, before we get out of here, let everyone know where they can find you and your services and your products.
Okay, so what you can do is you can go to my website, www.shopcoro, that is spelled shopcoro.com. You can also find me on Instagram. That's where I am normally at coro.x.neekaustin. I will spell that for you, coro.x.neekaustin, as well as on TikTok. I'm on TikTok under coro_LLC. You can also find me on Facebook. All you got to do is type in Neek Austin and my name will appear. You can find me on Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter under Coro_LLC. Make sure you check out the podcast. Coro is a crush. It is featured on all listening platforms for the podcast. And you can also purchase my magazine on my website, www.shopcoro.com. You can purchase both of my books on amazon.com and just type in my name and it should filter itself out to where you will see my two books, I Choose Me and Sis Find Your Power.
Well, that is all amazing. I'm so happy for you. I'm proud of you. Glad to see that you are still doing well.
Thank you.
Right, guys. We will be right back right after this.
Stay connected with the show. Follow us on all social media platforms at The Barry Farmer Morning Show.